Hello everybody, this is Benita bringing you a gist of this week's news. Few bits from international news. A fascinating news. Robots doing receptionist job in Hotel Henna in Japan attracting all the onlookers. A silver and bronze plaque dated 9th April 1912 from the doomed Titanic ship resurfaced in the shores of Spain nearly after a century, bringing back the memories of the ill-fated ship. Minions, the second biggest animated film released in USA, stormed the US box office, racking up a $115.2 million. People's Pope, Pope Francis, caught the attention of the world by his fiery speech launching literally a holy war on capitalism which enslaves men and women. He highlighted the inequalities of capitalism as an underlying cause of global injustice and also blamed capitalism as the prime cause of climate change. Tidbits at the National Front. During the recent Godavari Mahapushkaram festival at Pushkar Ghat in Andhra Pradesh, there was a stampede killing 27 and grievously injuring 36 others. Poor crowd management is reported as the cause and order was restored in a day's time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the World Youth Skills Day on 15th July 2015 at Vignan Bhavan, New Delhi, with an objective towards convergence and coordination of skilling activities across India. Ottapalam in Palakkad is going to have India's first defence industrial park. Back home in Tamil Nadu, the state plunged into mourning and deep sorrow with the death of M.S. Vishwanathan, fondly called the Mellisai Mannar, on the 14th July 2015. The King of Melody, aged 87, died after recent illness. His film composition transcended every category of music and his immortal contributions would be remembered for posterity. While there is a collective conscience among the people to eradicate all the Tasmac shops in the state, a government report in one of the dailies dated 15/7 states that 1,000 liquor outlets have been closed in the last 12 years. Two municipal schools in Kanchipuram district go solar and 6 more to follow. This sets the trend for using renewable solar energy. Mainstream actors in Kollywood ventured into production. After Vishal and Surya, Vijay Sethupathi ventured into production. Groundwater level in Tamil Nadu dips. The average groundwater level in Tamil Nadu has declined considerably in the past 5 years, with only 4 of the 30 districts showing major increase. The Hindu Theatre Fest is back again in Chennai City. Do not miss Ila, a Hindi play which will be staged on August 19, the Wednesday, at 7:30 p.m. in Museum Theatre. The play, meant for mature audience, beautifully brings together a old world tale and contemporary societal realities. Tickets are priced Rs. 250. Log on to www.thehinduevents.com to book. Weather in Chennai during the next 7 days. The average temperature would be 35 degrees Celsius. It would be partly cloudy on Monday and Wednesday, and the rest of the days would be warm and humid. Thanks for your patient listening to this week's news bulletin. Visit www.yosi.in for more updates.